This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Friday that Hurricane Dorian has strengthened into a Category 3 storm and is extremely dangerous. As AP Sagar Meghani reports, the storm is moving towards the northwestern Bahamas and is expected to strengthen further as it continues toward Florida.
As it moves across the warm Atlantic water, Dorian is a Category 3 storm for now.
We think that it's going to strengthen into a Category 4 hurricane
and potentially become the most powerful to hit Florida's east coast in 30 years. The Hurricane Center's Andrew Hagan says exactly where Dorian is aiming remains uncertain a few days out, putting nearly the entire state at risk. And Governor Ron DeSantis says a shifting track means evacuation orders will have to wait for now.
If you evacuate too soon, you may evacuate into a path of the storm as it changes.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The World Health Organization says the Ebola epidemic in the Democratic Republic of Congo has reached another grim milestone, 3,004 cases with more than 2,000 deaths. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Most Ebola cases in the current epidemic are in the Democratic Republic of Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu province. The World Health Organization says Ebola transmission has been substantial, but somewhat less intense for the past 10 weeks. On average, it says 80 people a week are being sickened by the virus. One of the latest confirmed cases is that of a 9-year-old Congolese girl who tested positive for Ebola in Uganda on Wednesday. She is the second confirmed case of Ebola in Uganda. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Police in Hong Kong.